Stephen, congratulations on a graduation, I believe,
yesterday. Thank you.
Yes,
great. You were off.
Steve's daughter Emma graduated from Dayton, Ohio.
University of Dayton.
University of Dayton.
Not the whole city, but
not
just the
city
school.
Of Dayton. That'd be ridiculous.
Great weekend. And now they all load up and go to Daytona for a week.
Because it's alphabetically next to Dayton?
I think it is. Right.
Is that why?
Oh, yeah.
That'll be fun.
Don't they do that in spring break? Now they do it afterwards?
It's a weird thing. I don't know why. It's actually school. The school sets it up. If you're over 21, and you go down to Daytona right after graduation.
That's a nice thing. Was it emotional, Steve? You know, when we take our kids to college for the first time, it's very emotional. Is the graduation as or more emotional?
Well, it is for me, but yeah. I mean, I cry at cereal commercials.
Yeah.
I always cry now. I cry because Pat McGann's in the studio.
Well, Pat ties into everything we have mentioned, because you mentioned cereal commercials. Pat is currently in a Kellogg's cereal commercial.
He's great.
You mentioned University of Dayton. Pat, where did you go to college?
I went to the University of Dayton.
How about that?
No kidding.
I'm a flyer.
Wow.
And I could speak on the history of the Daytona trip. They used to shut down campus for spring break.
Yeah. Right?
So originally we never had a spring break.
They still don't. They still have just a short or a long weekend.
And then when I went there, because St. Patrick's Day got so out of control.
Yeah.
It was like such a party week.
Yeah.
So they started kicking us off campus. Went spring break, but spring break never really gained traction at Dayton. We always did this trip at the end of the year.
Uh-huh.
The whole school goes to Daytona.
And what if you can't afford it?
Well, I mean, it's not the whole entire school.
You made it sound like, you know.
It's just like no one really did spring break. No one was going down.
They waited till the end of the year.
Yeah, they waited till the end of
the year. And so it's weird because everyone's graduating. They're moving out of their house, but they're not saying goodbye to each other yet.
No, it's not over yet, Steve.
All of Emma's friends are, you know, they're all still with her in Florida.
Glomming on to it, never going to let go.
That's right.
Yeah. Huh.
And turns out student loans pay for the trip. No, I'm kidding.
That would be a nice twist. Pat, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you guys. I'm great. Yeah, good to be back.
You're here for a very important reason. You figure into Wendy's life.
I was watching a video of you that I saw on Facebook, I believe, a little excerpt of your material, and you hurt me and made me laugh all in the same breath.
Aren't those always your goals?
That's what I'm trying to do.
Yep.
I'm trying to be hurtful.
But make people laugh. Yeah. Right.
I have questioned a type of blouse that is available these days that is called the cold shoulder.
Right.
And I've given people the cold shoulder my whole life, but this is just, I forgot to wear it today. I have one. I will never buy another one because of you. It's a beautiful little blousey top like this, but then the shoulder is cut out and just your shoulder is exposed.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that a lot.
Yeah, the cold shoulder.
Yeah, the cold shoulder.
Which the joke I do, I call it open shoulder, which my wife was giving me like crap about. Like, it's called a cold shoulder shirt. Well, across the country, like, they call them like peekaboo shirt. They call it the because I was doing it as a cold shoulder.
Yeah.
And some people were like, what is he talking about? So I say open shoulder, the open shoulder shirt. And it's just like the,
they're stupid.
It's just the rage.
I bought one because I thought it was new and fashionable. I have worn it a couple of times, but I didn't love it. And then when I saw your video, I will never, ever, ever buy another one.
What do you say about it that's so damning?
I just say it's like everyone's like, you cannot get away from us. Like the new uniform. Like they're like, oh, you're 38? Here's your open shoulder shirt.
Right.
Get on out there.
There should be someone giving women clearance to wear them because...
Do you like them?
Well, I mean, on some women, but they're like midriffs. They're not made for everyone.
Yeah, but at least a midriff. If you're showing something low top, I'm showing something.
I think they look good on everybody.
You're backpedaling.
No, I'm just making fun of the
Mary,
shirt.
Do you,
I think
Sandberg,
it's funny
do you like
that
them?
They walk around and they're like, oh, here's a part of my body I'm confident about.
Yeah,
check this out.
No, I'm supposed to wear
don't
one.
Don't do it, Mary.
Well, I'm not supposed to, but I bought a dress for my son's graduation on
Pat's
Saturday, and it's a dress with the cold shoulder. I can't wear it. You know,
Sandberg,
yes, you can.
What are your thoughts on this?
I don't like them because I think they say 2017/2018.
Oh.
You know, you're going to look at photos of yourself with that and say, oh, I know what was popular then.
Yeah.
And it's
a
like,
behind.
It's fake sexy.
It is fake sexy.
It's not cleavage. It's not an open back. It's like your shoulder peeking.
I say, look at my boobs. Don't look at my shoulders.
It's a definite
trend. Wendy's shirt literally says that.
And it's one of those, I feel.
It's the tattoo you can read on her shoulder.
And my fried egg shirt.
It looks cute on like 4-year-old girls.
It does.
Just like jumpers look cute on 4-year-old girls.
Right, yeah.
I don't like jumpers on adult women either. So
what about the craze of these short overalls that are coming back?
A romper?
A romper, yeah. I don't. anything I have to unzip and take all the way off to use the restroom is for an infant. It's not for a 42-year-old woman.
Look what you started, Pat.
All right, so
I'm not into the overall shorts either. I wore them when I was like in sixth grade.
I did too.
So I'm not bringing my fashion back. But
anyway. All right, so what do we do with Mary Vanderveld, who has a graduation party to wear? But see, now
Mary,
a dress is different, and you can pull it off, yeah. Mary, because you have sexy shoulders.
Very nice shoulders.
I work
Mary.
Out.
Wear it. I'm not. Yeah. I don't say don't wear them in the joke. I just am making fun of.
I've never worn one before. That's the only one I think I own. And I just bought it for the occasion. So
Pat,
it's hard
ironic.
To get away from them. They're everywhere.
They are everywhere. Everywhere.
It's ironic you make fun of them, Pat, because don't you have a kiosk set up outside the comedy club after the show where you sell them?
Yeah, sell them.
That's crazy.
Yeah, the Pat McGann cold shoulder.
Yeah. It has my website on it. Yeah.
All right, let's take a break. And then more with the Tim Gunn of comedy, Pat McGann. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
My wife and her friends, you know, they all show up in their open shoulder shirts. Yeah, when did that become the uniform? Everyone with the open shoulder shirts. Like, oh, you're 38? Here's your open shoulder shirt. Get on out there. Show everyone what you're working with. Now every woman's walking around. Hey, check it out. Yeah, check this out right here. Here's a part of my body I'm confident about. Yeah. Is that turning you on? Look at this. This is where the doctor wipes when I get a shot. Yeah, that's a tetanus scar right there. I can't get TB.
You are so funny, Pat McGann.
A lot of comedians are afraid to do the shoulder humor.
Yeah, I know,
but
man.
Not you.
I don't dance around that stuff. I go right at it.
You're like the Lenny Bruce of the upper torso.
People don't want to talk about certain issues, but I just go.
You're not afraid.
So has your wife given all her cold shoulder shirts away?
No. She still wears them.
I'm
still rocking them.
Because they call it different things in different parts of the country, when you go to a club, do you have to go, hey, this is a weird question, but do you call it cold shoulder, open shoulder, peekaboo? What's your local club?
I've asked like off stage like what people refer to, but now I just universally just say open shoulder shirt.
Yeah.
Because I do the, you know, I kind of do the cutout, like show you. People know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Some of them are really cut out, and some of them are just a tiny little opening, so I don't really understand
a little
it.
Slit. A
little bit.
And why can't men wear them, Pat? I think we'd look so good in them. What's wrong with men wearing those shirts?
They can. I mean, a tank. You can wear a tank.
Oh, I guess so.
I'm surprised guys didn't come up with that first.
Yeah, ripping it.
Yeah.
Because
didn't you guys used to rip your sleeves off to make the guns look bigger?
Some guys did. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, when like remember Tom Kleinschmidt?
Yeah.
He would cut the sleeves off.
He liked to cut the sleeves. Tom Kleinschmidt.
He played for DePaul. He was a stud.
Basketball player.
Gordon Tech.
You were sick last week.
I was.
And Wendy and I were very concerned, and we made a card for you.
Come on.
Yeah.
Let me see it.
It's in Bill's car.
It's in my car. I'll bring it out later. What was wrong? You all right?
Yeah, I'm good now. I just...
Food poisoning.
You only know this because you invited me to come in last week. I wasn't like, you know, putting it out there like, I was so sick.
We
said I was just struggling. I don't know if I get like food poisoning or some kind of virus.
Oh, no.
You know, one of those six when you're just like...
Didn't you also have
Yeah, there was something
week?
Going around last week, I have to tell you, and I'm still not 100%.
Yeah, I don't feel like I am either. Like, I'm still bouncing back, but
Wendy
I'm eating.
Wendy refuses to cook her meat.
No, that was at a restaurant. That was at a restaurant that their pork was cold.
Oh,
let me
no.
just say that. It's not code.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was cooked, but cold, so part of that could have been an emotional food poisoning, I'm not sure.
Yeah, mentally, you
know,
talk yourself into it.
Right.
Maybe.
I couldn't trace it back to anything food-related, so maybe I just had some kind of
But there was a virus going around.
Yeah, Pat, what if, this is hypothetical, but what if they said to you, Pat, we've seen your tapes, we've seen your videos, we love your work, we want you to host the Correspondents' Dinner next year, what would your answer be?
Oh, I'd love to do that.
You would take it?
Yeah.
See, he is the only
in
one.
A minute.
Bill says that is the worst gig ever.
Really?
Who would want to do it? There's your answer.
You would take it.
Will you also run for president? Because we wonder who would run for president.
No, I would love to do a gig like that. I think I would.
Because it's so high profile?
Yeah, and just I like that atmosphere, like that setup. I like to do like a roasty style.
Yeah.
You're perfect for that.
You would
like
be very good
hosty.
At it.
I think I would like that.
Let's put his name in.
All right. We'll throw your name into it. It's up to Wendy and I.
I mean, it is. This last one was so overanalyzed. I mean,
when
just
in reality,
ridiculous.
Michelle Wolf said the same thing every other host
exactly.
has ever said. Yeah.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
I mean, she did a really good job. It's just like this, the sensitivity the radar is just so far up.
Is it because she was a woman? Because I brought that up and people said no. I kind of think it was.
I'm sure that's a factor, definitely. Yeah. I think it's always
a
factor.
Whether
people would ever admit it or not. I mean, it's almost like subconscious.
Yeah.
You know? Some people don't like their women like that. I mean, really.
There's a lot of truth to that. I think a lot of, you know.
Still to this day.
Women comedians have a lot more to overcome than guy comedians.
Yeah.
Like, no doubt. That's without question.
Well, they always say, women comics over the years have always told me that if you go up there and you're funny, the other women in the audience feel threatened, like you're trying to move in on their territory, their guy somehow, which I never really thought about.
What?
Can that be true?
Well, I think that's one of the things they have to overcome is they have to overcome the audience. You know?
Yeah.
It's just...
What's wrong with everyone these days?
I don't know why I would never even think about something like that. Last year, you did a New Year's Eve special, a very funny New Year's Eve special. Have they talked to you about doing another one, or are you just going to rerun last
year? We just started talking again, and I think it's possible.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I got to set something up there and see if we're going to do it again. I'd love to do it again. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It looked good.
Chicago
flavor. You did a nice job.
Thanks, man. Yeah, I would like to give it another shot.
Yeah.
And you just wrapped up a while back with Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah, we're on a little bit of a hiatus now. I'm going to get back with him in the fall, but we just did quite a run, like through the fall, culminated at Radio City.
Oh, how was that?
His Netflix special. It was cool.
Yeah.
De Niro was there.
Oh, was he really? My God. Yeah. Really?
Wait, Pat, Robert De Niro?
Robert De Niro.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. Bobby D.
Robert De Niro was waiting, speaking
of him.
That's
a
song.
I can say this because I'm not name dropping. I mean, I'm name dropping, but I'm not because it's not my show. I'm just along for the ride, man.
Yeah.
I'm just like,
did that make you nervous?
Sebastian's coattails, and Sebastian shot a Scorsese movie with Robert De Niro. So he came out.
Did you meet him? Please tell me you
did.
What was that like?
It was awesome. Got a picture with him. And
got to talk to him a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit.
He was very friendly. His wife, super friendly. He had like a little crew there, like three or four of them.
Yeah.
It was a small group, but he was very kind. You could just tell. You know, you get like a vibe from somebody.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
either warm or they're not.
Right.
I want to be in his crew, Pat. Are they taking applications?
Yeah, man.
I would love to be. I would like to hang out with him.
That would be their Chim Chim. I got to be honest.
You know what?
I'd be
so fine with that. I would even sell him that. I'd go, I could be your Chim Chim in your Speed Racer like crew. Yeah, that would work out for everybody.
I did want to like, wouldn't that be funny though, to needle him like that? Like, when I'm getting the picture, just like, dude, I loved you in Rocky and Bullwinkle. Just name the most obscure film.
I don't know if you've done other film work, but that movie changed my life. You just say that to him. Right. When you were Fearless Leader, you came on, and I'm like, this guy knows what he's doing.
Yeah,
what
a
legend,
though.
More movies. That's excellent.
We just wanted to say hello to you. I wanted to thank you for, I guess, enlightening me. I will never buy one of those tops again.
See, that's not my message, though. You can buy them.
I don't want to. I was on the fence. It's one of those things, if I ask my husband, then I'm not sure that I like it. If I go, what do you think? Then I'm unsure. If it's something I love, I don't care what he thinks.
Right.
So I was on the fence with these cold shoulder tops. Now I will never buy another one. I think you're saving a lot of women.
It's just funny that that's a thing that, a bit that has resonated, because I've gotten more comments about this bit.
You're going to get, there's going to be brutes from Nordstrom's in your house beating you up.
Now
you're ruining
like,
our sale.
Now I'm like, what else can I talk about fashion wise? You call me the Tim Gunn of comedy.
You're the Tim Gunn of comedy.
Wait, who's Tim Gunn?
He's the guy, no matter what you wear, Tim Gunn is not happy about it. No matter what. He can tell you to wear something, you'll put it on.
It's like the project.
Runway.
Okay. Yeah.
I just know Mr. Blackwell.
The late great.
I know, who really had great things to say about our wardrobes.
Yes. He said we dressed like we were doing a summer production of Peter Pan or something like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And me, I looked like I shopped at St. Vincent de Paul.
Yeah, how about that?
That was it. Yep. It was a flattering moment.
Very nice.
You have a couple of zany shows coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to be at St. Charles the weekend of the 24th. St. Charles, and then in June I got a whole week downtown at just celebrating their 40th anniversary
at
down
Zanies.
On Wells Street. Yeah,
yeah.
So I'm there like the week like June 11th through the 17th through Father's Day, like that week.
Oh, excellent!
I'm there all week.
Good.
PatMcGannComedy.com. White Sox are starting to show some improvement.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? They're in a lot of games. I know they're not winning them, but I feel like. Watch the game through seven innings and see how you feel.
They've lost so many games by one run and a bunch of games by six runs.
But it's one,
but
or
the one run. That,
if you
that
look
hurts.
Back, I mean, the jump the Cubs made from their
yes
huge
Right? It was one season. Yep. Like that, I think it's going to happen quickly.
Right.
Like it will be a quick turnaround.
Yeah, they'll be good.
This farm system, those guys are still doing great.
They would.
So it's exciting.
Good to see you, Pat.
Good to see you guys.
Hope you feel better.
It's Pat McGann. He'll feel better.
Hope you feel better, too.
Thank you.
Oh, that's so nice of you.
I made you a card.
Hey, that's the card we gave you. You just crushed your own name off.
I left it in my Uber.
Thanks, Pat.